This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about what I believe is one of the hallmark messages of this ministry, and this is about knowing and believing the love that God has for you. Now, we're looking here in 1 John chapter 4, and you can see once again it says that whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Okay? Now again, the great apostle John makes a distinction about knowing and believing the love of God. And we saw that scripturally in Martha, that she knew what to say, but she didn't actually believe it when she was challenged. We addressed last time that not knowing the love of God and believing the love of God opens you up false doctrine, because people can say all sorts of different dumb stuff. You know, the whole thing about, you know, there are so many people that have turned away from God because of this. Well, God took your loved one because they, your child, because he needed a little loved one in heaven. God took your sister and all this other stuff. And that's a bunch of bull. God did not do that. There's only two times in Scripture that it said God took anybody, and there wasn't a body to be found when he took them. I don't know why they died, but I know if you, once you get to know God and that he is life and that more abundantly, unless they were trying to destroy a Christian and somebody invoked the covenant, God didn't have anything to do with it. And people say, well, no, God told me. Listen, if somebody said that God killed your loved one, I am here to tell you, unless they were trying to kill a Christian at the time and somebody invoked the covenant, God is not, that's not him. He is into life and that more abundantly. Has God ever killed people? Yes, he has. But usually they pushed him to the limit where it had to be done. He's just not out there just, you know, why would you believe a God that says, and this is a good illustration about knowing and believing the love of God, is about the Ten Commandments. If you understood the love of God, once you saw the Ten Commandments, you'd know some things about Him. It's not a bunch of don'ts. It tells you about His character. Don't steal. Then God's not going to steal from you. Don't lie. God's not going to lie to you. Do not murder. Then God is not just going to one day wake up and say, you know what, I just don't like them. Boom, he's gone. Boom, they're gone. People say, well, God took that certain because he knew one day he would turn away from them. If that was true, we would all die the minute we got born again. We would all just drop dead, because I got born again and there were times I've turned away from him. It is just not true. But why would you believe that? Because you don't believe the love that God has for you. You don't believe that. Listen, yes, I'm willing to admit, will God take people out of the way? Yes. But he won't take his children out of the way that love him and are called according to his purpose and walking with him. And that disqualifies every child you've ever heard of that ever died. God didn't do that to you. Mama, God didn't do that to you. Brother, sister, God didn't do that to your family. And I'm sorry you were told that. But turn around, come back to Jesus, because he didn't do this to you. But see, reasons that happens is because people have this adversarial relationship with God, because they believe that's why God is, that's the way God is. And if while we're talking about this, turn to Genesis chapter 1, okay? Or you know what, chapter 3, actually. Now, I want you to think about this. How many times have you seen people in an adversarial relationship with God? Okay, and let me just throw a couple things at you. You know what? The Lord has told me that if we could get 100 people praying, that He'd be willing to do this. He didn't tell you that. God is not moved by polls. If one, listen, and you don't want God to be like that ultimately, because if there's a possibility if you started serving God, 100 people would turn against you, and you don't want them to all be able to get together, start praying, and get you dead. No, you don't want that. You don't want you want a God that is the same, and this is what He says about Himself, the same yesterday and today and forever. In other words, He is not moved by polls. Well, I mean, I remember during the Iraq, when we were going into Iraq, God has shown me that if 1 million people would pray, then He would deal with Saddam Hussein. What happens if you only get 900,999? Oh, no, I'm not doing it. You're missing one. No, that's not Him. That's not Him. You are not in an adversarial relationship with the Lord. But this is something that God, that the devil has tried to sow into the relationship between God and His family from the very beginning. Genesis chapter 3, and this is when the serpent comes to him, or comes to Eve, and it says this. It says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit trees of the we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, the knowledge of good and evil, God has said, you shall not eat, for in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.' Then the serpent says to the woman, 'You shall not surely die. For God knows in the day you eat, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" What did he just say? Well, first he starts this adversarial relationship by, hey, what's the deal? God's withholding from you. There's a tree that he's not going to let you eat of. He's pointing out what God has asked them not to do. He's not pointing out that there's a million other trees in this garden by which they can freely eat. Don't concentrate on how good God's been to you. Concentrate on this over here. Look, God's trying to withhold from you. My goodness. He's trying to create this adversarial relationship. And then he tells her this. Oh, no. God, you're not going to die. That's not true. God has lied to you. No. The reason God doesn't want you to do that is because you'll be like Him. In other words, God is withholding from you. He's jealous of you. He wants to keep a certain part for Himself. He's withholding from you because He knows in the day you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you'll be like Him. And man, you can really get going then. And He's trying to keep you down. He's trying to keep you from being everything you can be. He's trying to keep you from a lot of the good things in life that you should really have, but God doesn't want you to have it. What is He doing? He's creating an adversarial relationship. He is telling her and Adam, because Adam, it literally said Adam is there with her. He's specifically dealing with Eve, but you don't want to know what? God is not really for you. All of these blessings that He's given you, don't be moved by how good He's been to you. He's really not for you because He wants to keep this for Himself. God is holding out on you. You need to do this for yourself. In fact, I have found the more people get established in the love of God, the more quickly they actually begin to quit sinning. Because they don't believe God is the author of their problem anymore. They don't believe God is withholding from them. You begin to believe the love of God. Think about it. Why does somebody lie? Because they don't believe that God is big enough and loves them enough that if they were to tell the truth to protect them. Why do they steal? Because they don't believe God loves them enough, is good enough to give to them that thing that they want. Why do they commit adultery? Because they don't believe that God loves them enough to give them that sort of relationship within the confines of their marriage, that excitement, that satisfaction. They don't believe the love that God has for them. So what do? They begin to have an adversarial relationship. I got to get this for myself. Where does that come from? It happened in the very beginning. And here's the crazy thing about this. And men, I know, ladies, listen, I know you've been sold a bill of goods like, you know, people would say, well, where would we be if it wasn't for women? Well, we'd still be in the garden. Actually, it says that when he ate, it says, she said, she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Adam wasn't on the back side of the garden, and all of a sudden, it's like, what just happened? Oh, my goodness. What happened here? No, he was standing right there. He did not protect his wife. It says that the woman was deceived, the man was not. This was more the man's fault. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. But this woman, the way they became convinced to sin was by adopting the belief that God doesn't want you to have something and life would be better if you had this. Why did they not look around? Think about it. If they'd actually believed the love of God, and we're going to get into more into this next time. If they'd actually believed the love of God, they would have said, wait a minute. This God that has given us all of this, this God who comes and meets with us in the cool of the day, this God who freely provided all this and we didn't even ask, you're trying to tell me that this God is holding out on me? That he somehow doesn't want me to have something? I don't believe you. No. God is in love with me. My God would not withhold from me. Look at these millions of trees. Look at this planet. Look at this gold and everything that God has given us. And you're trying to tell me that God is holding out on me? We're not adversaries. We walk together. We're family. But they did not believe it. Why? Because they did not believe the love that God had for them. This is why it's so important you get established in the love of God. Not only that, we're going to find out next time. We're going to find out that this whole temptation was a sham. And they already had everything he was trying to get them, with the exception of the knowledge of evil. We'll talk about this next time. We've got some extremely important announcements and some great offers for you. Tune in.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing